This podcast is brought to you by Odiogo.com.
Advocates' resolution that none of its members will appear for a particular accused is illegal, says Supreme Court. In the Supreme Court of India judgment in AS Mohammad Rafi v. State of Tamil Nadu REP.BY Home, decided on 6 December, 2010, the Honorable Justice Markinder Kaur Amp. Justice Jayant Sudha Misra said several bar associations all over India, whether high court bar associations or district court bar associations, have passed resolutions that they will not defend a particular person or persons in a particular criminal case. Sometimes there are clashes between policemen and lawyers, and the bar association passes a resolution that no one will defend the policeman in the criminal case in court. Similarly, sometimes the bar association passes a resolution that they will not defend the person who is alleged to be a terrorist or a person accused of a brutal or heinous crime or involved in a rape case. In our opinion, such resolutions are wholly illegal, against all traditions of the bar, and against professional ethics. Every person, however, wicked, depraved, vile, degenerate, perverted, loathsome, execrable, vicious or repulsive he may be regarded by society, has a right to be defended in a court of law, and correspondingly it is the duty of the lawyer to defend him. When the great revolutionary writer Thomas Paine was jailed and tried for treason in England in 1792 for writing his famous pamphlet The Rights of Man in Defense of the French Revolution, the great advocate Thomas Erskine 1752-1823 was briefed to defend him. Erskine was at that time the Attorney General for the Prince of Wales, and he was warned that if he accepts the brief, he would be dismissed from office. Undeterred, Erskine accepted the brief and was dismissed from office. However, his immortal words in this connection stand out as a shining light even today, from the moment that any advocate can be permitted to say that he will or will not stand between the Crown and the subject arraigned in court where he daily sits to practice, from that moment the liberties of England are at an end. If the advocate refuses to defend from what he may think of the charge or of the defense, he assumes the character of the judge. Nay, he assumes it before the hour of the judgment. And in proportion to his rank and reputation puts the heavy influence of perhaps a mistaken opinion into the scale against the accused, in whose favor the benevolent principles of English law make all assumptions, and which commands the very judge to be his counsel. Indian lawyers have followed this great tradition. The revolutionaries in Bengal during British rule were defended by our lawyers, the Indian communists were defended in the Meerut conspiracy case, Razakars of Hyderabad were defended by our lawyers, Sheikh Abdullah and his co-accused were defended by them, and so were some of the alleged assassins of Mahatma Gandhi and Indira Gandhi. In recent times, Dr. Binayak Sen has been defended. No Indian lawyer of repute has ever shirked responsibility on the ground that it will make him unpopular or that it is personally dangerous for him to do so. It was in this great tradition that the eminent Bombay High Court lawyer Bulabhai Desai defended the accused in the INA trials in the Red Fort at Delhi November 1945-May 1946. Professional ethics requires that a lawyer cannot refuse a brief, provided a client is willing to pay his fee, and the lawyer is not otherwise engaged. Hence, the action of any bar association in passing such a resolution that none of its members will appear for a particular accused, whether on the ground that he is a policeman or on the ground that he is a suspected terrorist, rapist, mass murderer, etc., is against all norms of the Constitution, the statute and professional ethics. It is against the great traditions of the bar, which has always stood up for defending persons accused for a crime. Such a resolution is, in fact, a disgrace to the legal community. We declare that all such resolutions of bar associations in India are null and void, and the right-minded lawyer should ignore and defy such resolutions if they want democracy and rule of law to be upheld in this country. It is the duty of a lawyer to defend no matter what the consequences, and a lawyer who refuses to do so is not following the message of the Gita. The following words of the fictional American lawyer Atticus Finch will ring throughout in history. Courage is not a man with a gun in his hand. It is knowing you are licked before you begin, but you begin anyway and you see it through no matter what. You rarely win, but sometimes you do.